This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey guys, so we got some news. We will no longer be posting our full-length podcast here on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, wherever you're listening to this right now. Instead, we're going to be posting the first half hour of the episodes here for you guys to listen to. But the full version will be available on either our YouTube channel for free. Yes, you can still watch and listen for free on the YouTube app. Or you can join our brand new Patreon and spend $10 a month to get the full episodes before they're posted on YouTube, free of ads. You can listen to the audio on the Patreon app, or you can actually get a link from the Patreon app and add the link to the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, wherever you're listening, and listen to our stuff through the same app that you're using right now. In terms of why we're making this decision, we are expanding the business a lot right now, and it just doesn't really make any sense for us to keep giving away this content for free to services like Spotify, who are making money off of our content without giving us anything in return. So by either listening to our content on YouTube for free and watching the ads, or paying the $10 a month to listen via Patreon, you're helping us take No Jumper to the next level. Enjoy this episode.
And we're live!
Put the what's calls on the board. What's happening is at the end of the day, we on some shit.
We on some shit like the old store.
Do not blame me and House Phone.
Yeah, we was actually on time again today.
It was Adam's fucking fault. He was shooting some Patreon shit.
Facts.
You got to sign up for the Patreon. Duno was shooting the Patreon too.
Yeah.
You got to sign up for the Patreon and shit like that. Shout out to my nigga House Phone stepping in for T-Rail.
Yes,
my
sir.
My nigga Pot Lord.
Yes, sir.
See, I got this little puppy right here.
Little cute ass dog.
I'm allowed around dogs again.
Shout out to Ivy. Oh my God. Ivy, no!
Oh, this motherfucker.
Nah, this my.
Have you guys ever do this?
No, y'all. Let me see.
Bro, y'all sitting there trying to. Come on, girl.
What you mean?
Yeah. I know what y'all doing.
Yo, you a funny ass nigga.
How was the shit today?
Man, the dog shit was wild. Not this dog.
Y'all gotta sign up for the Patreon and see a girl on all fours acting like a puppy.
It's going viral, you guys.
Yeah.
She act like a dog.
She was on a leash?
She was on a leash. Josh, I'm gonna talk about it and tell me when to stop, just so they don't get enough. You feel me? But yeah, she was on a leash, came in a leash. Fed her some water.
Why you holding a dog like that?
Just like,
bro!
I'm not having a dog.
Hey, you know it's crazy? I do that with my cat all the time.
You got a cat?
Yeah, he do got a cat.
Yeah. Don't judge you. Yeah.
Hey, the homie
in the hood? It's my girl's cat.
I know your real name now, too, Pablo.
Yeah.
Fuck it up.
We supposed to think
it. Hey.
Fuck it up. Hey, go on, fuck it up.
Hey. 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 Yeah, my name is Doggy. I'm chilling at the end of the day. Yeah. House Phone. He does a lot of yay.
Hey. Do no getting fat. Yeah, he got belly rolls on his back. Yeah, I'm with Ivy in the scat pack. Nigga going wild. With Pod Lord and we blowing down. I don't give a fuck, bitch. I'm hit the town. And I got thick bitches, they didn't hang around.
Ooh. Hey. House Phone going off.
Okay. That was nothing. That was just a little joke.
Hey, on stream, he be going off too.
Hey, on stream, we freestyled to the worst beats ever, and it was like LeBron James dancing to him in the background.
It was the funniest shit ever.
Oh, hey, hi.
Hey.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Yay. With the dog.
With the dog.
The dog is crazy, guys, while the twerk is going on.
High five, please. That was amazing.
She won't stop.
She about to get it.
She got the ultimate jiggle.
Yeah, it's very sturdy. Very sturdy jiggle.
I know the fans is going crazy right now.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Going insane right now.
Thank you for that.
Shout out to the Blackout Girls, man. Shout out to go follow her on Instagram at Baby Girl Riri. Her shit got deleted. But it. Okay, three U's instead of
Baby Girl Riri?
Yes, sir.
Do she want the wee wee? Is the question. You like how I did that?
Hey, Baby Girl Riri, is you trying to meet me?
You fucked it up.
Yeah.
If you trying to meet me, I'm going to make it skeet skeet.
He trying to say it. Yeah, I don't know.
He tried to bring it home.
I didn't have to try to bring your bitch home, though.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, shit. I don't know who I was talking to, but one of y'all.
Does the name start with a K?
Hey, yo.
It's with a K, dumbass.
Yo, chill. Marlo, what's up with you, man?
Hey, man. You know, man, I'm just chilling, man. Hey, I appreciate y'all for letting me come on. This is tight.
Yeah, thanks for trying to give me to perform for free.
Hey, first of all,
nigga trying to finesse me out of set.
AD said he's coming.
AD said he's gonna come. I said if I ain't busy, I'm coming.
If he ain't busy,
that means he's gonna be busy.
That means he's gonna be busy. That means that like Saturday night at like 2 a.m. he's gonna be like, hey yo, bro.
Hey, bro,
somebody's topless over there. It's too bad you guys can't see.
Oh, it's lit.
It's lit.
Hey,
it's fucking
so
lit.
So just know.
Did you think I was gonna come today?
Yeah.
Well, I looked you in the eye and I was like,
I think when you did the show with us, you liked it so much. You was like, I like doing this shit over here.
Oh, God, it's fun.
Because,
as fun.
Like, you never really volunteer to do shows.
Yeah, that's
so
a fact.
Adam was like, should I do it? He was like, wait a minute, what about me? He's enthusiastic about coming back to at the end of the day. He like it over here.
We get a crack in the
And because Duno wasn't here last time, so I got to roast this nigga Duno, too. So, you know.
Go ahead and roast him.
No, I was here.
Where
he
you
wasn't here.
He wasn't here.
Oh,
you wasn't here when I did it,
nigga. When you almost got socked to oblivion and shit.
I don't want to hear it.
And nigga hit you with the Ryugen.
Low ass blood pressure. Now you depressed.
Hey, it's high. It's high.
Oh, that nigga said it's high.
It's too high. I wish it was low right now.
That's funny.
What the fuck is that?
It's a tampon.
It's a tank, an arse tank.
So it's like these new like USB tampons where they charge them up and then they stick them in their vaginas and then it just gets all the blood out. But yeah. you have it's like a cartridge though. You have to like switch it out. But no, I take my girls around. I smoke hers.
Yo, you her just tampon. Put that in your mouth. What the fuck is that?
Nah,
it's an electric tampon.
It's not. They believe you too.
Yo, shut the fuck up.
They both believe you. Fucking dumb.
I'm like,
I mean, I'm not gonna question household motives.
I'm not questioning shit. I'm not putting shit past.
Hey
me
guys,
now.
What's this? What's this? It's a tampon, right? A tampon.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
A flume bar. I'm like, what the fuck a flume bar in?
Where'd you get this fucking shirt from, AD?
Yeah, crazy.
I actually got it from the pack that Adam had yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I said, let me take this motherfucker.
Hey, I'm gonna be honest with you. I never will admit this in my life.
Go ahead.
But he was looking almost kind of fitted with the Fashion Nova post yesterday. I was like, hold on.
Who, Vladim?
I was like, this is the best dress I've pretty much ever seen you ever.
I think Fashion Nova is the greatest of all time, and I want my deal back.
I want my deal back.
I want my deal right now.
No, you don't.
Man, Fashion Nova hit me with a deal, but it was kind of...
This looks like a fat Fashion Nova shirt that you're wearing right now.
Where is this from? What collection is that?
The homie shit fire. You might be quiet. You need to be quiet.
No. This shit is hard. Who shit is this?
I'm going to be honest with you.
Just the nerve of him to have on V-Lone is just fucking me up right now. It's crazy.
Who shit is this?
This brand called Merino Game. Merino Infantry. You're out of control. It's these niggas from the East Coast. But they did the collab with V-Lone. So, you know, I had to.
Let me tell you something.
Big ass V's on my spinal cord.
Motherfuckers send me clothes all the time.
But do they send you free V-Lone though?
Wait
exactly.
Wait a minute. Niggas send me shit all the time, and I seen Merino Infantry sent me a pack, and I just took it out like any other shirt.
To wear the P.O. box?
And my little brother said,
oh my
bro,
God.
That's Merino Infantry. Can I take it? I was like, no, nigga. Yeah, you like, I know what it was.
You're like, I didn't even know.
Like, no, I gotta keep this shit.
Hey, listen, this shirt was in the plastic since I got home from Miami. I just took it out the plastic today.
Ooh,
I was like, you know what? I gotta get fly for at the end of the day. You feel me?
I can't fly. Listen to the shit, bro.
That's going crazy too.
Because at the end of the day, I'm a V-Long thug.
Yeah, you're
out. I'm a V-Long thug.
Have you ever fucked a bitch while wearing some V-Long
thug? What the fuck shit is that?
Juice WRLD.
I need to hear it, man.
It's an unreleased V-Long thug.
Really?
Juice WRLD song.
I want to hear that.
It's low-key hard. I can't even hear it.
I'm a Fashion Nova thug. Fashion Nova thug.
Honestly, we might need to get in the booth and make a Fashion Nova theme song.
They're going to have to pay us first, though.
No, we're going to make the song. We're going to approach them with the song already done.
And they're going to be like, get this bullshit out of my face.
No, they're going to be like, here, take $1 million each.
Whoa.
And a pack of clothes.
I got my Fashion Nova jeans right now.
I'm wearing Supreme jeans. I'm not wearing no fucking Fashion Nova jeans. And I got the 07.
Out the deal right now.
And I got the 07 Brazil zone.
I got these.
Oh, the good Michigan dunks. Okay, Michigans. What?
I got these. Yeah, okay, Duno, I don't know what the fuck they call, but
Duno,
cool.
Duno can't fit in the high tops. His ankle's too fat, so he had to get the low tops.
You gonna let him do that to you on your show?
Man, some like, man, shit, I had a long day. I walked the dog, bitch.
He like, this is like my third podcast in a row. Yeah. I'm over it.
I did that last Wednesday. Yeah, me and you both did that shit.
I know, bro. I'm over his crackhead ass. He's over there getting boners in the back while eating salads.
Hey.
Hey, yo.
I really did walk in this bitch
you
eating.
You got a boner?
I walked in this bitch eating a salad and they just started getting naked. I was like, oh, shit.
Bro, I hope you didn't have a boner. You were talking to me. Like, what the
Bro, me and this nigga was making eye contact. Yo, my shit was on full.
What do you do if your homie like accidentally bumps into you while you have the boner? Is that fade status to you?
I mean,
like, if he walked by, just like, oops, excuse me.
I had the barber basically almost sit in my lap one time. I'm like, bro, you gotta relax.
The barber? Hey, wait,
like, he almost, like, oh,
but
hey, like,
lining but me up like, nah, like, nah, my barber ain't never do that.
Hey, yo, low-key, but is it,
like, puts
is
one
it,
thigh
is it gay, though, if you assume it's a burner, a boner? Huh? Like a boner?
Yes.
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Could be the,
you know, barbers be like, they be like putting their pelvic area towards you, cuz. But if I find out my barber is hard, I'm gonna beat the dog shit out of him. I have to.
Shout out my barber, bro. Man, shout out my barber. He be looking outside on my guy, D Poet. He be coming through and shit, but he ain't never doing no such shit.
Wait, hold on, wait. So y'all barbers don't whisper in y'all ear when he's done with the lineup?
Bro, I'll tear the shop up, bro.
What you mean? Give me an example.
Like, he just like blew into my ear, like, line,
I'm
done.
Your barber's a creep, bro.
Hey, who's your barber? Give his name.
No, I'm just playing, bro.
He ain't playing.
Hey, you seen that shit? Like,
it's so beautiful.
You seen all the videos of, like, all the barbers, like, when they done lining the nigga mustache up, they like grab his lip or some shit.
Like, touch his lip. Hey, I would hop up swinging. I'm gonna be honest with you.
I don't give a fuck. Where my hand status at that point?
You can never make eye contact with your barber while he's like, you know,
he lining you up just like this.
Like, maybe unless you're telling him something like, look, unless you're telling him something like, hey, nigga, don't make my mustache too thin. You got to give him eye contact. But other than that, nigga, you got to look away, look down, close your eyes, something.
What was your worst barbershop experience?
Like,
oh, so I could go first.
Go,
oh,
yeah. Bro.
Man, so.
You got an Edgar, huh?
Nah, hair, no. Wow. If I don't even have hair to get an Edgar, I think you could probably
grow
get an
it
Edgar.
Out. You could grow it out.
You ain't got no hair?
No, but my hair isn't, like, wavy, like, it isn't, like, but, shit, bro, I was cutting my fucking haircut with the homie, and, if I used to go with that foot, and I don't know where he moved to a shop, and I'm like, all right, if you just move to a shop, I put up to a shop, it was, man, I was used to the $30 haircuts, that motherfucker went to 70, $80, and I was just like, but he saw my face when he told me, and I was like, hey, look, but he was just, that wasn't my official barber, but just when fucking my other barbers were like too busy and I needed a haircut, like, okay, fuck it, we're going to Miami tomorrow, you gotta get a great haircut. I pull up on bro's type shit.
Yeah.
And yeah, bro, and I was like, oh, what the fuck, dog? Like, you charging like $15 for you to like clean my eyebrows up. Like, god damn, bro.
Like, nigga, I didn't even ask for all that.
No, I for sure get my eyebrows cleaned.
Yeah?
Yeah, I get them cleaned.
That's some SA shit, though.
Yeah,
for real.
Like, niggas don't be doing that.
Niggas don't do that.
Like, every once in a while, my barber will try. I'll be like, nigga, watch out. Yeah, like, I'll be like, when I go home, I'll do that shit myself. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
So your barber don't do your unibrow?
I don't got a unibrow.
Nah, my shit grow a little bit, but I just do that shit myself, keep it G.
Like, clean it up?
Yeah. I can't sit there and get, like, nigga, cut your hair and arch your eyebrows? That's, nah, bro.
And what if he fucks your shit up? Like, what if he's like,
nah, because he's not shaping it. He's cleaning the little hairs around it.
That's still like arching your shit, bro.
That's too close, bro.
Yeah,
he gonna fuck your shit up one time.
Did any of y'all ever used to have the little cuts during that?
No, sir.
I used to have a cuts during my shit.
Oh, all right. My bad.
You ain't had that pot, Lord?
Like this?
What? You ain't had like a wine to your
I was trying to show the V-Long, bro.
Nah, I never, you know what's crazy? I always you gotta show the V, but then I'm like, bro, if I look stupid with it, there's no turning back.
It is turning back.
Nah, it'll grow back. It'll grow back.
Yeah, but like, man, I'm gonna be.
I shaved my shit off one time as a little kid.
You got face tattoos. You can't get that off.
I know, but I see I got a whole family face. Like, this shit is like my
daughter's
name.
That's not a family face.
It's a family face. My daughter's name, my wife's name, me and where my wife kissed for the first time, the coordinates of it, like our wedding day.
That's like very romantic.
That's cold.
That is cold.
Coordinates?
So where'd you guys kiss for the first time?
In front of the Brandy Melville store in Santa Monica.
Why was y'all at Brandy Melville?
Because you know, I'm from Venice, bro. So we was just, you know, doing it like
Santa Monica. Oh, makes sense. Born and raised in Venice. Yeah.
It's a surfboard. It's just a broken surfboard.
Oh, bro, I was like, this nigga got a Ku Klux mask.
I mean, it basically is, bro. Listen, it basically is.
Get by the sea.
Surfing is racist as fuck. Is it? This nigga posts once a week that somebody called him a nigger. He got kicked off some beach.
All the time.
Bro, this nigga went viral.
Oh, so you're a surfer?
Yeah, bro, yeah, I'm a pro surfer, actually.
This nigga went viral in Switzerland because some white nigga called him a nigga, and then he fired on him, and it was a video. He went viral on Worldstar.
Facts. You're a pro surfer?
Yeah.
And a pro puncher.
And a pro puncher.
Can we see some of his surf shit?
I don't have any on YouTube.
Can you show us? Kylor, show us the movements like you were surfing right here.
Stand on the table right now like you're surfing.
I would not do that, bro.
Why, bro?
Because somebody going to clip it, send it on this shit called Kuka Today, and then I'm going to
No, it's not going to be on Kuka Today. You're going to be on at the end of the day.
Crip
of the
day.
Yeah, it will be.
Crip of the day.
How about you, Housemo? How would you surf? Let's go.
Yeah.
My man, my speech, I got a new little grill. And go ahead. Surf. Surf.
Hey, get your nuts out of my face,
surf,
bro.
Surfboard.
Surfboard.
Yo, you're out of line.
Now, Duno, you don't think about it. This motherfucker going to be a 6.5 earthquake in this motherfucker.
You know what? You're a fat shamer, dude.
No, I'm not.
All of a sudden, he loses a pound. He's like, yeah, in the group chat every day. He's like, if we're in the group chat all the time, he's like, yeah, man, 30 pounds down. Man, make sure you drink your water today, bro.
I swear to God.
Like for usually he comes in like big crippin'. Today he came in like,
hey, what's up, guys? Hey, guys. He got cooler after he started losing weight and got cool.
Shirt's coming off.
Funny as fuck.
Hey, listen. Once this nigga starts pulling up shirtless, I can't hang out with this nigga no more, bro.
Yeah, I'll be out.
He gonna start filling himself too much in the club. He finna go from drinking bottles in the club to being shirtless in the club.
Yeah, for sure.
Drinking a ginger ale and a water.
And I'm gonna drink the ginger ale with a piece of licorice. You feel me?
He's just ordering buckets of Fiji water, and then the bottle service girls are coming with the water.
Essential water, my brother.
Hey,
oh my bad. That's
a flex.
9.5 pH balance.
Hey, that'd be hard.
What does that even mean? What does that like pH should even mean?
I don't know. I love that for you
though. It tastes good, and it tastes good.
It tastes good for sure.
So nobody even know what the pH even stands for.
Nope.
No. Yes. Penthouse.
You the pro surfer.
Yeah, you the one that know everything about water, nigga. What the fuck?
That shit got
Wait. What's the pH balance of ocean water?
Nigga, I don't know. Nigga nasty.
Nigga nasty.
Yeah, bro, you want to see you
shaving. The Venice water, yeah.
Clips on my phone.
Yeah, show me a clip real quick. Right, fuck AD and his phone rules.
No, send it. Hey, I ain't got no phone. I ain't Adam, nigga. I don't give a fuck.
I will have to find it, so I'll show you after the episode.
Fire.
Yeah. Good, Captain.
Cap.
Not Captain.
Cap, kick a cap. No, I've known this nigga for some time.
What about you going viral? Let's see you going viral, punching a person.
All right, you can search that on Worldstar.
Search that on Worldstar.
That's on Worldstar, yeah.
We can't get taken down for Worldstar, right?
I want to tell Rochelle to come here, but I feel like she's going to get us kicked off again.
No, tell her, come on.
She got clothes on. All right.
Yeah, it's on
just make sure your nipples are covered up, please.
It's on Worldstar.
What's it called?
You can just probably put in.
Yeah, I know. What is
fight,
it?
Or I don't know what the fuck that's called.
I don't know what it's called.
Let's put it in Switzerland.
Yeah, just put it in Switzerland.
Oh, say, dear, that was you.
That was Kevin Gates.
Switzerland fight. A surf. You should put surf fight.
Which one is it?
Nah, I was in the surf.
Nah,
fight.
It wasn't surfing.
Had nothing to do with surfing.
Oh, man.
Period.
Baby girl, Riri, was did that? She want the wee-wee? That's how you got to hit her.
No, it's not none of those. Bro, I wouldn't know. Nigga, that happened like 3 years ago, 2 years ago.
Nigga, you wouldn't know if you went viral how to find Switzerland fight, bro.
Yeah. I could find it, but I would have to search like 9 different terms. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that shit's called, bro.
Josh, let me get behind the board.
The chat probably already found it.
That's honestly.
The chat found it. Send it to Josh.
But all right, man. What's up? Y'all stripped up today? Y'all eating some of these 2020?
My nigga, they ain't paying us for this shit. Fuck them. That's Tuesday shit.
Hey, oh God, I feel you on that.
Hey, yo, 82 hood, bro.
I don't give a fuck. That's for Tuesday shit.
I need some water in this bitch, man. Yeah. You got some no jumper water? Oh, thank you, sir.
That one is 2.5 pH.
This shit is negative pH.
They got that shit from the back of Food for Less, bro.
Yo.
What's wrong with Food for Less?
I said the back of Food for Less.
Food for Less is goated, bro. That's like the best place.
Why?
Nigga, they got the cheapest shit. Nigga, you can go crazy running up in there. That's why I'm always having barbecues, nigga.
That's why I'm always having barbecues.
I feel you.
You have barbecues all the time because it's in your blood. You feel me?
Yeah.
We have barbecues.
Well, that nigga got the space to do it now. This nigga rich, man.
Yo, check.
Hey, let me tell you something.
We brought some bread, bro.
Whole Foods, you know. You get discounts on food if you got Amazon Prime at Whole Foods.
What?
That's so weird,
yes, nigga.
Well, you know they about to open up the Amazon Fresh store where you don't even got to check out.
They already have that.
Well, it's already out. But no, but I thought it was opening
what
up out here.
You don't got to check
out. Are y'all one out here?
Huh? Oh, they, it's already
they got,
here.
They got one out here, right?
I think
now.
It's one on Topanga, like right.
I get to get to Topanga.
But hey, what does that even mean? Like, you don't have to check out.
So like, you just put your shit into the cart and well, it, yeah. it rings it
My
up.
My sister went there.
Wow.
You go there, you put everything in the cart, and you use your credit card. And you can buy
you
it
out.
Right there.
I'm out the dough.
But it's like, that out. I think they have a security guard there, because if not, we going in that motherfucker.
I was going to say, we going up.
Walkouts.
Well, let's,
runs.
Let's ask Trev if they... If they got a security guard, but if not, nigga, we throwing a barbecue this
and
weekend.
And if it's like an old ass security guard,
we running through, bro.
We just like
oh,
hit stick.
Real quick. I know that wasn't the topic, but for you've seen how some fools did a beer run, and fucking they killed,
they killed the Rite Aid worker.
Yeah,
what?
The
how?
The Rite Aid worker tried to stop them from stealing beer, some Modelo's.
Some Modelo's.
That's
yeah.
See, that's
it was some fools.
It was some fools
for sure. But my thing is like I felt bad, you know,
that's
like
sad,
he for yeah. sure shouldn't have died, but
yeah.
Bro, then security guards, they don't pay you guys enough
to get I don't, killed. No, I don't even think this was a security guard. I think this was just the nigga that worked at Rite Aid.
Oh, citizen arrest?
Yeah.
Wow, they better bro. Pay for his fucking funeral.
It
for
doesn't sure. even it don't even come out your paycheck. Let them niggas get on
I
with
wouldn't
that
give
beer.
A fuck. I mean
that's
like
cool, bro.
The first thing that's wrong is like if you gonna go steal some shit, nigga, you ain't gotta kill nobody after that. Like, you know, just to
no,
steal
that's
some
facts,
beer.
That's facts.
So that's the first step. But then for the person that was working there, you should never put your life. If you work at fucking Starbucks and somebody trying to steal the tip jar, nigga, let them steal the tip jar.
Let
so.
Them steal the
so, all right, so keep it a stack. You think it was that it was the Rite Aid dude's fault for his own death, or you think it was the kid's fault?
I
mean, definitely is the kid's fault for killing him for fucking.
But what how do they kill
it's
him?
A, it's a cause.
He tried to stop them.
Did they shoot him, I think?
Yeah, they shot him.
Over, oh, not, okay, then that's out
over
of control.
Over some Modelo's?
Like,
that's out of control,
they were then. Stealing the beer.
I thought they beat him up.
No, they were stealing the beer. They were trying to leave out the Rite Aid, and the nigga stopped him. Or a female. I don't know who, but I read the article, yeah. That's what it said, bro.
That's sad, bro.
Oh, God.
But yeah, like you said, if you work for another company, guess what they're going to do? You dead, and they about to hire somebody else for your position.
Right away.
And that's it, yeah. You don't want to yeah. You don't want
to
die over
beer runs. Like, so we used to do beer runs, but I would never, like...
I'm never finna blamp the worker.
Yeah, nah. I for sure, like, push him off the homie or give him a little punch every once in a while, but...
Yeah, they could've socked the nigga.
Yeah, they could've, yeah, for sure socked him.
Yeah, exactly. Not
what
the
if the security guard was fucking him up?
I know, what if
you
he was...
still don't blamp him down. You did something wrong.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Exactly. You should've just dropped the beer and got on. You should've been like, all right.
Bro, it's not working.
You could've threw the beer at him. Take yeah, your merchandise.
At that point, it's really not worth it. It's yeah. just beer,
yeah,
bro.
That's another store down the street, probably.
Yeah.
Bro. You should have just hit
nah,
that
he's,
way.
He's like, nah, we got to get it before 2 a.m.
Or you could have went to Switzerland if you want to put
some. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Bro, this nigga swears he's going to get a Corona sponsorship because that's all he drinks is Corona. And he tags these niggas on Instagram. Okay, yeah, wait.
I love Corona.
Oh, my God. Wait, this is a question.
What's up?
If you were trying to, if someone was trying to stop you from getting your Corona, would you blamp them?
No, I would pay for it like a respectful human being, bro.
I'm not liking this story.
No.
I'm going to pay for it, bro.
No, what if you went to go pay for it? It's motherfucking 1:58 a.m. Every store is finna close. They finna stop selling alcohol. And the worker's like, you know what? Nah, you can't have this Corona. What you going to do, bro?
I'm going to probably try to run out with the shit.
Well, run it out.
Well, yeah. Luckily,
but I'm not going to blame him down.
Well, luckily, I'm sponsored by Bel Air Champagne, so I don't got to run out of anything because they send the bottles to my house. Thank you very much. Shout out to Sarah. Shout out to Bel Air. Shout out to Ricky Rose.
Hey, can you hook me up with them, bro?
I got you.
I got some bottles for you, too, since I can't drink them right now.
Oh, yeah. Let me go. Yeah.
I got
mad
bottles.
You know what's crazy, though? Don't ever run out with beer. Walk out. If you run out, it's a felony. If you walk out, it's a misdemeanor.
Huh?
Really? Oh, damn. Hey, Duno dropped the knowledge.
Duno is putting
us
on
game.
Wait, if
you walk out, it's a what?
So if you walk out, it's a misdemeanor? But if you run out, it's a felony.
What if you roll out?
then you'll get caught.
No, I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, bro, what if you like, we're caught while walking out?
What if I bench press him on the way out, dude?
Fucking rock out.
He's like, you know what? Beer has too much calories anyway. It's too many calories in the beer, yo. Dude.
Nah, but that's, hey, you're hacking crazy today.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie.
Stop
bro.
Gassing this nigga.
Wait a minute. That's I ain't gonna lie, bro. Every time I look at Duno shit, I'm like, this nigga got another good one.
Yeah that one's
but
fire.
But I've been coming with some shit. I was looking at that one. I didn't want to give you no props until now.
Oh, yeah,
that one is fire. Let
that
me see.
One is
that
fire.
Is fire.
You don't fuck with the pins?
Not that one. It was just like that. Man, shout out to friend in LA. They been, But they've been blessing me. They the first, like...
Fern LA?
The Fern LA, yeah.
The Fern LA? What's up with me, man?
I did a photo shoot for the Fern, like, right when I first...
Bro, they got some cold shit.
Bro, tell them I want some shit.
I got you.
I was supposed to hook me up with, like, three niggas already.
Hey, you're a piece of shit, because I asked you before, and you were like, I got you, but in that day...
No, I do got you, though. I do got you, though. I got you.
He told me that the beginning of the year about his shoes.
Hey, listen, I don't want to hear no more shit.
All right, no more.
Mid-August, they will be here. The latest is September 15th. I already posted the order. I got y'all.
Fire.
The custom ones is going to take a while.
I ain't tripping. The customs is customs.
The customs is customs. I got you.
Yeah, just know,
give me a month. They'll be here.
I believe you.
I've been on it lately.
The homies, you have to give your homie credit when he's been doing good. This nigga House Phone has been very dependable.
I've been trying, man.
You've been trying. That's all it takes is trying, bro.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a.
I appreciate
you,
bro.
You on that because you've been doing your shit. Look, he going to take it too far now.
This nigga. Bro, this nigga texted me earlier. He was like, hey, bro, can you come swoop me for at the end of the day? And I was like, yeah, I got you. And he was like, actually, no, I got the whip. And I was like, all right, cool. Well, come pick me up. He was like, no.
Like, what the fuck? I like that dedication. Just because he was trying to be lazy, he don't want you to be lazy, bro.
Hey, you're going to work it out shit again.
I thought I was going to get here. This nigga wasn't even going to be here. I came in. He was already in this bitch.
No, I know Pot Lord wasn't going to miss his chance.
Man, he be capping on me. Sometimes he don't be coming to the stream with me. He be bullshitting. Be
he going back to the coordinates on his head, nigga. You know what I'm saying? He be living that shit out.
Hey, he going back to the coordinates. That nigga typing in on Google, like, hold on.
Longitude, latitude, 65.
I'm fucking dead.
Fuck, bro, can you smoke while being a professional surfer?
Yeah. I mean, surfing is really like pretty much like a lifestyle sport. It's not like...
Is it an Olympics?
Yeah, now maybe. It is. Now it is.
So could you smoke?
Them niggas probably not.
You ain't no fucking
Shikari Tokusin.
Them niggas probably not. But yeah, I mean, nigga, nobody really cares, bro. Tokari.
Bro, the most racist shit I've ever seen back to back is always at the U.S. Open. They really? Don't like niggas, bro.
No, they don't. I don't even.
Oh, they be packing niggas out over there,
they
too.
They do, bro. Yeah, they come really out. Do. You know what the U.S. Open is?
No.
It's like,
oh, what
some shit in Orange County.
It's in Orange County. Yeah, tell them about it, Pot Lord.
It's like a surfing and skate and bike event basically on the beach.
Oh, fucking rock on, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they be having like volleyball and shit too, don't they?
So I don't think it's volleyball.
So the U.S. Open, some major shit always happens.
It's always in Orange County.
Just, bro, they be ready for black people, bro. Yeah,
hey, man, shout out Orange County. I'm going to be there tomorrow with OGZ at, I forgot what venue I'm going to be at, but
we there.
I'm going to be there hosting.
I'm going with you then. Let's go. We
you
out.
You want
to
come?
We out. Let's go.
Don't lie to him. You on a good track.
Hey, listen, no, I'm, nigga, you know I'm pulling up to the shows.
Fucking in cahoots.
In cahoots.
Is that what it is?
Y'all going to in cahoots?
Yeah, tomorrow. You sliding?
Let's go.
I'm going to tell you about this afterward. That's crazy.
Right, okay. All
right, tell them right now. Fuck it. Be there.
Just know I'm going to be very close.
what does that mean? So you're putting up tomorrow?
Possibly.
Yeah,
but you're not drinking.
I'm not drinking.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all right.
I'm done, man.
I'm going to drink some water with you, bro. Drinking? Let's go.
Yeah.
Wow. He had to, bro.
He had to, bro. Okay. Health shit. But I'm happy, though, bro. Cause a nigga getting there, you feel me?
Yeah.
Now I can work to get my shirt off, bro. Get all my tats that I wanted on my body.
I know, me too.
You know all what right. I'm
saying? So how are you doing that with your whole networking? Always being part of drinking. How are you networking now?
Honestly, I listened to this audiobook by 50 Cent, and 50 Cent he don't fucking drink. But what he do, he'll have his homies like fill a bottle with ginger ale, and he'll just sit there and pour just like he's drinking alcohol, bro. And people don't understand. I mean, people don't know the difference. So now I'm going to have my little pineapple juice or something. I'm going to have my ginger ale. And it's cool. I got the personality already. You got the personality already.
Fact,
we ain't got to get drunk to fucking get people to fuck with us. Some people, they feel like they need that shit. It's just like, sometimes, nigga, me and your energy is too much.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? The liquor take it to a whole other level. So, you know, I thought for a long time, too, I thought that I couldn't do this show without alcohol. You feel me?
Bro, I used to take a Xan pretty much every time before I would perform. And I'd be like so turned, I was falling off stage and shit, but like...
But you got used to it.
I got used to it, so then I start performing without getting fucked up, and it was like, that's when I started getting like nervous before. Bro, I remember I performed at Rolling Loud, and literally like right before my set, I was like, oh fuck, nigga, I'm on the big stage.
Yeah,
it's low-key was hella
was
people.
Talking to me, I remember this, bro, last year.
Hey, I'm gonna be honest though, look... Shout out my nigga Juice. The homie bit the perk in half and threw me the other piece. and I just caught it. Like, it was like Popeye taking the spinach, and I just popped
and
it.
Powered up.
And I just went on stage and just turned the fuck up. Bro, no, I was fucking too geeked on stage.
So that was the last one, huh?
That was the last one out here.
Same one I did, too. That story. Yeah, that shit was fun.
That shit was fun, honestly.
Yeah, bro.
But it was like everybody was there, too. Like, all the L.A. was there. Bro. And all of everywhere else was there.
That shit was like, backstage was crazy.
It was cracking. It was cracking. Crackin'.
I mean, look.
They had Benny Abachi back there for free.
Two people I know, I ain't going to say their names. They got super drunk, and they went on super crip mode. Mm. And they just tied their rags around their head. And they were trying to press every artist backstage.
I felt that.
I was like, shit was bad, bro.
You know what I like? Being backstage at the fucking EDM festivals, bro. Them shits are safe.
They're not safe out of fucking drugs.
Yeah. Okay, guys, so hopefully you enjoyed that. If you did and you want to keep listening, head on over to our Patreon and support us. Give us that $10 a month and you can listen to the whole thing on this very app or through the Patreon app. Or you can head on over to youtube.com/nojumper and listen to the whole thing for free with ads or without ads if you sign up for YouTube Plus. And yeah, appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you once again for all the support.